The reason that Vibrio fischeri is doing that comes from the biology. So again, another plug for the animals in the ocean. Vibrio fischeri lives in this squid. What you're looking at is the Hawaiian bobtail squid, and it's been turned on its back. And what I hope you can see are these two glowing lobes, and these house the Vibrio fischeri cells. They live in there at high cell number. That molecule is there, and they're making light. And the reason the squid is willing to put up with these shenanigans is because it wants that light. And so the way that this symbiosis works is that this little squid lives just off the coast of Hawaii, so just in sort of shallow, knee-deep water. And the squid is nocturnal, so during the day, it buries itself in the sand and sleeps. But then at night, it has to come out to hunt. And so on bright nights, when there's lots of starlight or moonlight, that light can penetrate the depth of the water the squid lives in, since it's just in those couple feet of water. And what the squid has developed is a shutter that can open and close over this specialized light organ housing the bacteria. And then it has detectors on its back so it can sense how much starlight or moonlight is hitting its back, and it opens and closes the shutter so the amount of light coming out of the bottom, which is made by the bacterium, exactly matches how much light hits the squid's back, so the squid doesn't make a shadow. So it actually uses the light from the bacteria to counter-illuminate itself in an anti-predation device, and so predators can't see its shadow, calculate its trajectory, and eat it. And so this is like the stealth bomber of the ocean.